So we'll discuss the fourth incarnation, Naranarayana Rishi from Srimad Bhagavatam. It is text 9 of chapter 3 of canto 1. Turiye,
Turiye, Turiye, Turiye.
Dharma,
Dharma, Dharma, Dharma.
Kala Sarge,
Kala Sarge, Kala Sarge, Kala Sarge.
Naranarayana,
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 Naranarayana.
Naranarayana Rishi. Bhutvat,
Bhutvat, Bhutvat, Bhutvat.
Mopasha,
Mopasha, Mopasha, Mopasha.
Mopetam,
Mopetam, Mopetam, Mopetam.
Bhutvat Mo,
Bhutvat Mo, Bhutvat Mo, Bhutvat Mo.
Pasha Mopetam,
Pasha Mopetam, Pasha Mopetam, Pasha Mopetam.
Akroda,
Akroda, Akroda, Akroda.
Duscharam,
Dushyaram, Dushyaram,
Dushyaram. Tapa,
Tapa, Tapa, Tapa.
Duriye Dharma Kala Sarge,
Duriye Dharma Kala Sarge, Duriye Dharma Kala Sarge, Duriye Dharma Kala Sarge.
Naranarayana Rishi,
Naranarayana Rishi, Naranarayana Rishi, Naranarayana Rishi.
Bhutvatmo, Bhutvatmopashamopetam,
Bhutvatmopashamopetam, Bhutvatmopashamopetam, Bhutvatmopashamopetam.
Akrodushcharam tapa,
Akrodushcharam tapa, Akrodushcharam tapa, Akrodushcharam tapa.
Turye dharma kala sarge naranarayanau rishi, Bhutvatmopashamopetam, Akrodushcharam tapa.
Turye dharma kala sarge naranarayanau rishi, Bhutvatmopashamopetam, Akrodushcharam tapa. Turye dharma kala sarge naranarayanau rishi, Bhutvatmopashamopetam, Akrodushcharam tapa. Turye dharma kala sarge naranarayanau rishi,
Translation by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. In the fourth incarnation, the Lord became, Nara and Narayana,
the twin
sons
of the king,
of the wife,
of King Dharma.
Thus, he undertook
severe
and exemplary
penances
to control
the senses.
Okay, so this Naranarayana Rishi is the form of the Lord, the incarnation of penance, of austerity, lot of austerities. So there is the Kshetra, the holy place where Naranarayana Rishi are there is Badrika Ashram. Okay, so there they are doing penance all the time, 24 hours, they are totally focused on austerities. And when they were born, all like how when Lord Krishna was born, all the nice symptoms were there. Similarly, when Naranarayana Rishi was born, all very nice symptoms were there. And then as you know, their whole purpose of incarnation was tapasya. So, very severe tapasya, very severe tapasya. Because this incarnation is for austerities. So, Naranarayana Rishi, when they were doing tapasya in Badrika Ashram, Indradev, he got little, always when somebody does tapasya, Indradev is a little bit disturbed me, because if they become, they perfect their tapasya, then my position will be disturbed. So, what, that is why Indradev, what did he do? He sent Cupid. Cupid and Cupid is a demigod of, you know, he is called Madan. So he disturbs. So what he did is Madan, he sent many beautiful ladies to disturb the tapasya of Naranarayana Rishi on the order of Indradev. So many this beautiful ladies, they came to disturb the tapasya of Naranarayana Rishi. But what happened, Naranarayana Rishi, what did they do? They just they just came out of their trance and they said, oh, you have come here, I'll give you some gifts. they were not at all disturbed. They said, we'll give you some gifts. So when they were about to give gifts, that time they realized that, you know, Cupid and all of the demigods over there, they realized that, you know, they did this mistake. And they offered nice prayers to Naranarayana Rishi. And while they offered the prayers, that time Nara and Narayana, they created very, very extremely beautiful ladies. And they told them that out of this, you can take one as a gift for the heavenly planets. Because the demigods, they come from the heavenly planets, no? So he said, you can take one of them. So then out of them, it was Urvashi. So this one of them was Urvashi. So this is how Urvashi, they all are very beautiful damsels in the heavenly planets. So this is how the demigods, they took Urvashi to the heavenly planet, to Swarga. So this was about Naranarayana Rishi. I'll just show you the pictures. Shri Naranarayana Rishi ki. One minute. Shri Prabhupada ki.